What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And so we're talking about this latest application for cyber technology where Procter & Gamble's Pampers disposable diapers are going to be made smart, and they will track when your baby urinates and the baby's sleep patterns. So they're calling it the Lumi, and Pampers says it already has a wait list ahead of the U.S. launch this fall. It includes an activity sensor that secures to a landing on the front of the baby's diaper. It comes with a baby monitor and a 10-day supply of diapers. The sensor works with a corresponding app to log the kid's pee and identify patterns. Additional packs of Lumi by Pampers diapers will be sold separately. Pricing has not been finalized, but I expect it would actually really be kind of up there. So Procter & Gamble is pushing the idea that parents using the Lumi diapers will, in theory, not have to worry about checking any of that because they'll get smartphone alerts. And the app will display one of three diaper statuses, dry, wet, or very wet. Now, growing up, I had two younger brothers, and I got to spend a lot of time with them. And as I recall, they made it pretty obvious when the diapers needed to be changed. Didn't need a computer to track that for us. So, like I said, you know, computers are nice, computers are very cool, but not everything in our life has to be computerized. I don't need a computer in my coffee pot. Okay. Apparently out in California, in Silicon Valley, there is a new law. It's got a lot of support, bipartisan support. It's called the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, or SESTA, and would amend the Communications Decency Act of 1934 to specify that tech companies like Google will no longer be shielded from liability for sex crimes committed on their platforms, specifically against underage children. Now, Google is not happy about this. Google and the other tech companies, they're making money from this activity. SESTA would allow for state attorneys generals to file civil action against Google and other tech companies on behalf of the residents of their respective states. So, now Google knows what it's like to get deplatformed here. Story out of the Sydney Morning Herald. And basically, they're criticizing the tech giants here in the United States. They're under fire in Washington. Well, so far I've seen a lot of talk. I haven't seen anything happen. And right now, the censorship, this controlling of what we're saying to each other, that's very dangerous. It's more dangerous than bin Laden. So, and again, I think the court set a precedent when the court said that Trump couldn't block people from tweeting on his Twitter channel because it was a public forum. I think you could say, well, the argument could be that Facebook is a public forum, or YouTube is a public forum, or any of them. Alrighty, over in Israel, there's a technology company, NSO Group, and it was briefly in the spotlight when it was revealed that its software products would have been used to hack WhatsApp and spy on Android and iOS phones. Now, the spy program developed by NSO Group can gain access to user data from Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Microsoft servers. Now, the Israeli firm has consistently rejected allegations of hacking or spying, but it's never denied the development of such technologies. So it's kind of like standing there and saying, well, yes, we've created all this powerful spy technology, but trust us, we're not using it. Again, over the weekend, we were all remembering the Apollo 11 landing. It was also the anniversary of the landing of Viking 1 on Mars back in 1976. And interesting story on that one, because there was tremendous pressure coming down from Washington, D.C. to land the Viking 1 on the bicentennial, July 4th, 1976. And unfortunately, couldn't be done, couldn't find a suitable landing site. So they called back and said, we'll land it on the 20th and we'll link it to Apollo 11. And that's ultimately what we did. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in India, they're on their way to the moon again, this time to the surface. And the nation's robotic Chandrayaan-2 mission launched on the 22nd from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, rising off the pad atop a geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle, Mark III. And it's taking a long, slow path. They figure it'll get to the moon about September here. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. Doug in Thailand. Aloha, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Aloha. I'm calling in this anniversary you reference. Hard to say where it began. You remember the movie 2001?
Yes, that was the film that convinced me I wanted to be in visual effects.
Yeah, it was quite a thing. It came out sometime after the moon landing. In the crater scene, where they find the thing. Right? Well, something to it with satellite technology at that period, when they first got a chance to look at the planet from the sky, and what these things show up. A few strange items. In Thailand here, there's a national park in the Ratchaburi province, west of Bangkok, not that far, 100 kilometers. There's these cages built in that park, and they have English signing from that period. It says, dangerous animals inside, keep away, you know, in English. I was there during the coup d'etat. I had been taken out physically by guys who grabbed me and threw me in an ambulance and removed me from my job as a university teacher at Rajabat University up there in Chonburi, Ratchaburi, this like little town with one 7-Eleven. Anyways, I end up in this park on a motorcycle before the coup, a couple of days, and there's all these soldiers going around, and there's like cranes and flatbeds and signs put up on the road. There had been all kinds of new roads put in around. I would go out on my bike and looking around the whole area, and I was like, what's going on? These guys building paved roads here and there, these little hills. Well, something was going on, and it changed the government. I called in, and I got somebody in Washington telling me, yeah, well, during coups of time, there are resource grabs quite commonly. and what is it? You know, this stuff, it's like it's got some property. It's not that. But I've been working on this for 13 years. What it is, this stuff can just like jump. I don't know. I've seen boats jumping across the water. I've seen cars or vehicles somehow change their orientation, how they can move.
Okay. Are we going somewhere with all of this?
Yeah, I'm just trying to say there might be something positive. There might be a connection to what somebody did know about something that would be on the moon in a crater, because there's stuff that caused the formation of those hills, those famous cliffside hills that you see around Thailand. There's this substance that has another properties. Like, whoever controls that stuff is going to have another huge... They're trying to hoard it. I mean, it's a natural resource. I'm sorry, it's magnetic. It's like it locks to its position. It doesn't want to move. It's super heavy. And then when you move it, I don't know. We all got locked up the whole... I don't know what you guys think of this. Sorry. Don't want to trouble.
Well, it's been a little bit hard to follow along with where you're going with this. Anyway, Doug, thank you for the phone call.
I never get a chance to tell people there's this other magnetic resource from meteorite strikes that caused the formation of hills down here pre-formation time. There are chunks of it on the surface. Somebody knows about it, and they're trying to get it, and it's been going on for very well. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. All right. Well, Doug, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go. The iron-type meteorites, the siderites, they can be magnetic, obviously. They make very good knife metal. In fact, they discovered one of the swords buried with Tutankhamun. The blade was made from a meteor. So remember the Bowie knife, Jim Bowie's custom-made fighting knife? That had a meteor in it. Okay, so let's... get on back here. It's actually a warm one out here today. Okay. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All right, there's more coming on out here about this study that was done in Finland, which basically said that man-made climate change is completely fake. That the effects of humans on the climate are virtually indetectable. And this study was done at the University of Turku, and they said that the contribution of humans to global temperature increases over the past century is negligible at best. So they're estimating planetary temperatures rose about 1/10 of a degree Celsius over the last 100 years, but human activity contributed only about 1/100 of a degree Celsius. Basically 10%, 1/10. So it was a hoax. It was this, they created a crisis to try and sell you a new policy, sell you a new tax, trick you into letting the government control more of your life. And anytime that somebody says there's no such thing as wide-ranging conspiracies, point them right at that climate gate. So, now, that being said, it has been hot on the mainland this last week. It's starting to break. And they're saying that this was our hottest June in several years here in Hawaii. But again, overall, we do seem to be heading into a new Maunder minimum, and I think we're going to see some very cold weather in the future. Find time to move to Indiana. What can I tell you here? All right, so let's talk about chloropyrifos. Rented lips. Chloropyrifos. I got it. One of these things, I'll get it. And this is another case of me being disappointed with Donald Trump, because this is a pesticide that has been shown to harm a child's brain even at low levels of exposure. And apparently it's legal to use. Farmers can keep using it. So With a court deadline looming, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced its decision to allow chlorpyrifos to continue to be used on conventionally grown food crops like peaches, cherries, apples, oranges, and corn. The chemical is not allowed for use in organic produce. Now, last April, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that the EPA had to decide by mid-July whether to reverse the Trump administration's overturn of a scheduled ban on chlorpyrifos. Now, the ban has been strongly supported by a lot of scientists, including a lot of scientists within the EPA itself. They were going to have this ban, and Trump overrode it to say, yeah, go on spraying the stuff that damages children's brain. Go ahead and keep spraying it on the food product. Now, I think it's a betrayal of the American people. It's a betrayal of our health, certainly. And I know Trump did it because somebody who makes that company, you know, was a campaign supporter. And just give me a second here. I wonder if it's a fine product from Monsanto. Okay, organophosphate pesticide used on crops, animals, and buildings and other settings to kill a number of pests, including insects and worms. It acts on the nervous system of insects by inhibiting the acetylcholinesterase enzyme. It's a product of Dow Chemical. All right. Interesting little article here, and this came out of the Boland Report, and it's talking about the anti-vax movement and how fast it is growing. And obviously there's well-funded constant assaults by big pharma, corporate media, but public awareness is growing that these vaccines may not be safe, they may not be effective. This year's flu vaccine is totally non-effective because a new strain of flu popped up. But we're getting skeptical and we're taking care of ourselves. And we're coming to the realization that, yes, as that pesticide story illustrates, we live in a country where toxic and dangerous products are sold to us for the sake of a fast buck. And that if we're going to keep ourselves healthy, we have to take charge. Okay. Little bit of a story. Apparently, over in New Jersey, two of Trump's supporters were having a wedding. And President Trump just decided to show up, which I'm sure was a thrill there. The New York Times is now admitting diversity makes you poorer and less safe. Tell us something we don't know here. And let's see. Apparently they had some destructive thunderstorm winds across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. That was over the weekend. Oh, here's an interesting little story. Apparently North and South Korean soldiers are now shaking hands at the border. I think that's a very, very positive sign. And everybody's talking about this video of Representative Tlaib losing it at a 2016 Trump event. So Trump is supposed to be, you know, the angry, irrational one. Okay. A lot of stuff about Apollo 11 out there. Okay, we got to take another break for commercial breaks. Please join us on the air. We'll be back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mark, I got a name I want to add to that list that Mark started, and his name is Ryan Christian. You probably know him from The Last American Vagabond.
Yes.
And I had a video on one of his sites, and it showed Trump rally. He was going around campaigning, I guess, and it was outside, and he was talking on a podium. And this senior citizen got up and he said, I'm really against all these wars for Israel and the Middle East, and I know they're for Israel. And then he sat down, it was kind of quiet. And then Trump's response was, Israel's our best ally, and we're always going to be by Israel's side, and all this. And he got a big cheer from the rest of the audience. And I thought, how disheartening that is to me, you know? All this time, I thought people were waking up and, you know, finding out what's really going on, but that kind of blew it all for me, you know. But anyway, I wanted to share something about the comment you made about Netanyahu wanting to take over the Middle East, and I disagree. I think he wants to take over the world, and he wants to rule it all from his empire between the Nile and the Euphrates River, and make
Jerusalem the head of the world, and he the emperor of the whole world. That's just what everything points to that, Mike. And
he's running out of time to get that done. But, you know, if Netanyahu is able to control the Middle East and the Middle East oil through that oil, he'd pretty much have a lock on the rest of the world.
Exactly. It's the same philosophy as if I control the money, I don't care about their laws. I don't care about anything else if I can control their money. You know, it's the same philosophy, right?
Yep.
And the last thing I wanted to say was I read this thing about Colorado State University. They came out with a bunch of things that were proper and not proper on the campus, and one was don't use the word America or American because too many people be offended from the rest of the world. And, you know, it came out with a thing about, you know, don't use he, she, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't believe that's from Colorado State. I believe somebody's telling Colorado State what to do. And that's what we should be concentrating on. We should find out who is telling, you know, work this thing way up back to the source. And I
would agree here because, frankly, if you can't stand the name America or American, why are you even here in the first place?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, this is a transition to the New World Order, obviously, right? You can't say America, so you can say the world. You won't have to offend anybody, and everybody's included, and we're all mixed in, and the regime in Jerusalem calls the shots. You know, if you don't like it, we're going to go to a socialist world, and if you don't like it, we'll just cut off your food. Because, you know, we're giving you the vouchers through your little chips in your skin through to eat. And if you don't go along with it, or you complain, or you say anything that's offensive to us, your food's going to be cut off. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I mean, we all realize we're heading toward a dystopian future, and in fact, we seem to be on overdrive getting there. And the problem is when you have people who just love being in control of other people, they're going to come up with new ways to control. You're right. We're losing a lot of our precious freedoms and rights each that goes by.
Yeah, and that's the problem with socialism. Socialism means that you have a government regulating body that controls everything. And if you don't play their game, they're just going to cut you off. And then you're going to suffer. You know, you're submitting yourself to them. You know, that's what my idea of socialism. If you got our other system, you know, we got more autonomy with ourselves, and we can go out and work and do what we want to do. We support ourselves. But once you go to this, I'm dependent on Social Security. That's socialism.
Yeah.
But I don't want my whole life ruled by it, you know, and that's why I think we got to go to the source on these things, you know, with that thing at Colorado State. Somebody told Colorado State what to say, and who was that, and who did they tell, and what was their threat, like cutting off donations to the university or whatever their threat was.
Well, probably somebody out in California, because that's where the whole political correct liberal, you know, stuff comes from. And, it's probably somebody on a university out there, maybe UC Berkeley. And they say, oh, this would be cool. Let's share it with our other universities across the country. But it really is, first of all, it's not useful. You're not going to get a job with it, you know, as the word police. Anyway, listen, Terry, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to take a phone call from Bob in Colorado. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. It's been a few months since I've talked to you, but listening
yes.
to the show, and I tried calling you a while ago, but it was just, you were so backed up with calls. But about this social score, if you really think about it, TransUnion and all these companies that back in the 60s, started doing our score, that was part of the whole agenda. So now, when we get used to having a bad score because our credit card was bad or we didn't pay it or something, of course our score goes down and insurance and everything else goes up. So we technically are already in that system. But when it goes full blown,
you mean like they have in China?
The same thing as the credit card.
Yeah, like they have in China.
Yeah, right, exactly. And
okay.
This is only, it's been going on for years. You know it, Michael. I listen to your show for years. And you know what they've been doing slowly. It's like the frog in the water. And slowly, you know, they took away all the interest for credit cards and the cars, and then we had to get used to, and now we're almost to where they're going to take the interest away from mortgages, and now we're in this credit score thing. Insurance goes up, and it is like they are already scoring us, and every time you go to get a credit card, your interest rate's like 40%, and your insurance rates go up. I get a thing. I live in Colorado. I get a thing every year that my credit isn't that good. So, of course, it goes to the insurance company, and now my rates are up. I mean, they're squeezing this out so bad. And one more thing, and I'll let you go. I don't know if you know, but there is a big, big push. And I live in a little town down here in Colorado. There's a big push to get Polis out of office because he has totally screwed this state up since he's taken office. God bless you, Mike, and I'll listen to you off air.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Bob. Here, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. And apparently the White House and Congress reached a deal to lift the budget cap again to the tune of something like, was it $320 billion. So they get to go on out and buy more stuff. Now, supposedly, starting tomorrow, Donald Trump is implementing a fast-track deportation system that bypasses immigration judges. So, again, nice if it actually happens. But at this point, we elected a leader, not a tweeter, and Trump's tweets do not represent leadership. In fact, I don't even bother reading them anymore. Apparently, Venezuela just got hit with another massive blackout, and it's impacted at least 18 states, including the capital, Caracas. This has caused chaos for the transportation system, and disrupted phone and internet connections. Okay, I wonder if it's another hacking job. Now, one of the areas in which the gender benders like to play is to remake movies with the opposite gender character. And I think a recent example of how that can go bad was the feminized version of Ghostbusters. Had an excellent cast, so-so script. Mostly it was a rewrite of the storyline from the very first one. And it did not do well at the box office. Excuse me. People just had a certain expectation. Now we're hearing talk about a female Spider-Man. And apparently the next Marvel Thor film will star Natalie Portman, not as the scientist role she did in the first one, but as Thor herself. And a lot of fans were reacting in anger, saying, this is not what we expect here. You know, we're buying a book about the Thunder God, the God of Thunder, or we're buying a comic book about the Ghostbusters, or about Spider-Man. And getting this gender bender stuff kind of shoved down our throats, it's a little bit upsetting. Somebody once asked, what's next, a female He-Man? So I'm predicting that the film will not do very well. And maybe respond to the wife. All righty, let's see. We've got a caller on the line. Bruce in Texas. Aloha, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Hey, Mike, what are you going to say when you move to Indiana? Have you come up with anything yet? Or are you going to continue with
really.
Aloha?
I may just stay with aloha.
Okay.
I don't know what they say in Indiana.
Is it a trademark?
But,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, gentlemen, start your engines. I don't know. Hey, go to that race, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been to the Indy 500 or not, but it's amazing. I mean, to be around 250,000 people, and then just the sound, and even if you're not really into motorsports, it's just an experience. You gotta check it out.
Well, I was when I was young, and as Claire keeps telling me, once we move and get settled in, that we're probably, you know, going to discover there's all kinds of fun things to do around there.
Maybe I'll meet you there.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, with your the call before the last one, I was mentioning about Netanyahu and controlling governments through oil. But just think about this. What was Stalin's? Was it Stalin's quote? You said, "Doesn't matter who votes or how they vote; it's who counts the votes."
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have you heard about Microsoft Election Guard being located in Israel?
I'd heard about it. Yeah, I've heard about it. I get very nervous when Microsoft, the company that gave us Windows 10, is involved in our election process.
Right. Yeah, I do too. And so you also have the Federal Reserve, of course, which was the first neck in the news. So we're going to have basically Zionists controlling our money and our politics and our oil and counting our votes. That's pretty disturbing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought I'd put that out there for discussion.
Well, I think we need to go back to counting votes the old-fashioned way in front of human witnesses because, you know, computers can be programmed to put out pure garbage.
Exactly.
And they do it so fast we can't see it.
Yeah, it's been, you know, with the Hacking Democracy, that's come out, 10 years ago or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, so have you ever noticed that all the quote-unquote despots that in regimes that we want to overthrow are elected, and they have paper ballots like Maduro and the Syrian leader, I forget his name, Assad?
Yes.
You know? Yeah, isn't that funny? Anyhow, I thought I'd put that out there. I'll let the next caller come in.
All right, well, we don't have a next caller yet, but thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Okay,
now,
have a good one.
On that issue of election fraud, and I know a lot of you have already read this, but I think it's worthwhile. On the main page at whatreallyhappened.com, in the upper left, in that little gray box with the permanently linked articles, there is one, how to have honest elections. And I'm not saying the system is perfect, but I think it would be pretty hard to cheat this one on a scale enough to swing, for example, a presidential election. So, but we got to do something. And Trump campaigned on fixing the election system. And he dropped the ball on that. Turned it over to the Department of Homeland Security, which so far seems to have done nothing. Was going to try and take on vaccine safety. Gave that to Robert Kennedy Jr., whom the corporate media is now ignoring as hard as they can. This country is a wreck. It really, really is. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. Apparently up in Alaska, they've discovered that quite a few of the serving police officers are convicted criminals. It's got to be kind of a wake up there. Another horror story out of Child Protective Services. Autistic child kidnapped by state ends up in CPS system before being trafficked. That's another area where Trump was supposed to be making our nation better, was dealing with a lot of this trafficking here. Okay. We already talked about the mental health jail. El Chapo is on his way to Colorado, to the Supermax prison there, where he will spend the rest of his life. Maybe. He's already escaped jail once. And somewhere out there, he still has a lot of money. more celebration about Apollo 11. And let's see, is an armed society a safe society? That's a paraphrase of Robert Heinlein, who wrote in a couple of his books that an armed society is a polite society, which tends to be true. The nicest, most polite people I've ever met were all in the gun stores. Okay. Sorry for the long pauses, but I'm trying to find some news to report as I ran out here. Okay, apparently the U.S. has botched a propaganda video accusing Russia of violation of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And apparently the video accused the U.S., or rather, U.S. accused Russia of developing a missile that was banned under the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. However, the missile system shown in the cartoon was perfectly legal and completely different. Iskander M. Whoopsie. Little bit of a whoopsie there. Okay, article here. Did Iran seize the British tanker to avert an invasion? I don't think so. I think they were risking one there. A little bit of humor. The Democrats' 2020 campaign slogan is "Americans suck, vote for us." All right. We've got, let's get a couple of phone calls in here. Just three more phone calls to get us out of the show. So, 800-313-9443. Meanwhile, the U.S. spends more per pupil than any country in the OECD, but spends it badly, lagging behind many countries in core competencies. Is it a conspiracy to keep the population dumb, or just another example of government waste? I'd say it's probably a combination of both. Okay, thank goodness we have a caller on the line, Raleigh in Minnesota. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike Rivera, you've covered a lot about drag queens reading to children at drag story hour, and you've touched on a lot about the gender bending in comic books. I don't know if you've heard about the all-ages drag show that's being held at Mile High Comics once a month that has toddlers dancing for dollars in front of gay grown men.
Yeah, I had heard about that. I had heard about that.
We've actually been doing street protests on ground, and the organizer to that event, Kenny Bartholomew, is a good friend of mine, and I've actually had him on my show personally, and it is deplorable. It's disgusting. They actually have the police there not moving or budging an inch or batting an eyelash, seeing grown, fat, huge, suave men, some grad kids with their rainbow umbrellas to block from the camera going into these clubs. There is so many cars out there. It's ridiculous. And there's a lot of adults going there with no children.
Well, I think anything that exposes children to this kind of an environment, I think they're too young. They're simply too young. And I don't agree with it.
You can't take children to titty bars, and there's a reason for that. And they need to stay away from that. There needs to be a parallel society between adult perversion or adult lifestyle, if you will, versus being a child, because children need time to be a child. They should
yes.
be outside hula hooping.
I agree.
They should be playing sports. They should be collecting bugs with their mom and dad, making campfires, sharing stories. They shouldn't be lip-singing to Frozen and wearing fishnet stockings and exposing themselves up their legs to grown men and dancing on the floor itself. It's degrading. We don't do anything.
It is.
They're going to be dancing in cages before you know it. And how long until they give lap dances?
Well, I'm in agreement with you. It's an atrocity, and it shouldn't be happening.
Absolutely, Mike, and we are going to be protesting again. I'm not going to be on the ground, but I'm going to do a lot more in my home state of Minnesota, or should I say adopted state. But August the 25th, there's going to be another protest. We'll be there with V from Vendetta Mask. Kenny Barthol, okay. You'll be leading the protest. If you want to get involved, if you live in Colorado or Minnesota, you can contact either me, Rolly Quaid, or Kenny Bartholomew. And I hope this is dear to your heart and you're willing to make a stand about it, because nobody else will do it unless we do it here at RBM and other news sources.
All right, well, listen, Raleigh, good luck with that. I got to let you go and take a commercial break. We're going to be back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. We're going to go back to the phones to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Rivero. About this thing about the transgressors and all that kind of stuff. In Scripture, you know, I know you don't relate to Scripture that much. I heard you say that. But in the Old Testament Scripture, there are two specific commandments that Jewish people have to follow. One of them is that a man shall not wear a woman's clothing, and one is that a woman shall not wear a man's clothing or wear armament on her body, like carry a pistol on her side. Now, those are two things. Now, also, with regard to the transsexual operations that people have,
yeah,
there's also a commandment in the Old Testament against castrating any living thing, including animals and birds. And that would preclude a Jewish doctor from performing a transsexual operation on a man. But, you know, these aren't the reasons I actually called. I want to tell you why I really called. You're familiar with the American Southwest.
Yes.
The territory that the United States took in the Mexican War ending in 1848. And Mexicans tried to reclaim that land, even though they signed a treaty. Some Mexicans, they call it Aztecan, including California,
yes,
Colorado. Okay. Now, I want to get to something very fascinating. The Inquisition, and I know you relate to that because I think you said you had some family that were persecuted by the Inquisition.
Yes.
So, the Inquisition actually reached, in the 1600s and early 1700s, it reached into Mexico and into what is now the American Southwest. And Mexico was called New Spain. And I happen to have a book by a professor who's now deceased from the University of Miami. It's documented heavily, with, especially from the...
Okay, we got about 2 minutes to go, Jim.
Okay, I'll get it. The Inquisition, that Jews were actually burned at the stake in Mexico City in the late 1600s. Not a lot, but a few. These were not the Mexicans we see today who are indigenous people, basically. These were the actual European Spaniards. Now, there was one man whose name was Luis Caballero, and he was actually a general. I'm not going to go into all the details, but there were a lot of crypto-Jews. You know, some people call them Marranos, etc.
Yes.
There were a lot of crypto-Jews in the American Southwest, and they would do people well. You probably researched this. And look up even just to get started under Wikipedia under crypto-Jews. You find some fascinating topics and links.
Okay, and the point of all this is?
Point of all this is that there are a lot of people in the American Southwest who are actually legally Jewish people, but some of them realize it, and many of them don't. There was a girl in the University of California, of Colorado, who was white.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but, you know, we all have an ancestry of one sort or the other, and some people know about their ancestry because they research it, and others really don't. So,
there's no motive in this, just a point of interest.
Okay, well, your point of interest is taken. Jim, we're going to have to let you go because we are at the end of our program. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at the website, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.